The non-profit Asian Mental Health Collective sprouted out of the pandemic with a goal to provide free therapy and address stigma in the community. They're now rallying counsellors around the country to provide culturally competent care to address trauma stemming from the recent deadly mass shootings in California. Both shooters were of Asian descent, as were many of the victims. Jeannie Chang is board president of the Asian Mental Health Collective. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist with a clinical practice based in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jeannie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Deepa, for having me.
So, Jeannie, what are you hearing about how people in the API community, the Asian Pacific Islander community, are coping right now in the wake of the shootings in Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park? But, you know, they also have spent a few years enduring the anti-Asian hate and losing loved ones due to COVID.
It's been very, very rough, to say the least. I want to say this is the heaviest I've seen the API community, because we're talking about vicarious trauma. That is the trauma that just accumulates over time. Generally speaking, vicarious trauma hits first responders, doctors, clinicians. But for the general public to be hit by this, because shooting after shooting, anti-Asian hate, it's a lot for us to take. So that is the sad thing. I'm seeing lots of folks in despair. That's the word I'm hearing a lot. And I myself, as a clinician, I'm having a difficult time as well.
You know, so in these situations, we seek help, right? We go talk to someone. But let's talk a little bit about stigma, which of course exists for many Americans in terms of mental health. But help us understand the stigma around mental health within the Asian American community specifically. Is there shame or guilt around seeking help?
It is a very shame and guilt-based culture. It may sound bad to the general public that's non-Asian, but that's what the culture looks like. It runs deep, the stigma, because of that, where they feel like it, you know, you should be a certain way, stoic, calm. It runs deep in Buddhism and Confucianism, where it's about peace and harmony. So of course, when you have these difficult emotions, they don't look like they're peaceful and harmonious. So I think lots of folks feel like there's something wrong with you. The words of crazy and psycho in the Korean community runs pretty deep in the older population because they have had the least amount of psychoeducation. So it's very difficult. We are navigating stigma through all of this as well.
Yeah. So then on top of the stigma, there's also this other barrier, which is about finding someone who might really understand you, you know, what's known as culturally competent therapy. Does that, you know, where do we find therapists who get us?
Sure. I highly recommend, especially about an Asian American Pacific Islander community where stigma runs deep, that it does matter. The clinician you see understands your background, which is why the Asian Mental Health Collective came up with that therapist director. We're like, we have to come up with something to make it easily accessible, reachable for folks to seek therapy. So I think that's important. It doesn't mean you have to see an Asian therapist if you're an Asian, but of course you don't have to explain the nuances of the culture. You don't have to say, hey, the stigma runs deep. The therapists get it. But the hope is, as I'm seeing, because I mentor a lot of graduate students, that I'm seeing lots of more Asian therapists coming to light and being like, I want to be in this field. I've learned a lot from my parents and grandparents, and I want to change, you know, the state of psychology as we have today. So that's the hope, that there's more Asian clinicians coming.
Mm-hmm. That is really positive, because there's a statistic that says only 5% of psychologists in the U.S. are Asian. So that's very hopeful. I want to just talk to you about one of the other barriers, which is cost. Your collective provides free therapy to people of Asian descent in the U.S. and Canada through a private partnership. Tell us how that works.
Sure. The Lotus Therapy Fund, we started it because, again, if we're going to try to get folks in therapy that may need it, it's already the least seek helping community out there, then how do we make it accessible? Well, let's take out the finance part of it. So we get lots of wonderful corporate sponsors that fund that. And we provide at least 8 free therapy sessions from the get-go, because we believe 8's a good number as a clinician to get that therapeutic alliance and get your foot grounded in what you need help in. And so it's free. Again, you have to apply, so that we have tons of requests, as you can imagine, which is the ironic thing of all this. With the stigma, we're seeing lots of folks still seek therapy, I would say of all ages, maybe not so much the elder population. Again, they don't know that the stigma runs deep there. But again, seeing more folks wanting it is really also encouraging. So we're doing our best to keep that funded. That's called the Lotus Therapy Program.
That's a great program. I want to ask you because, you know, often violence against Asian Americans, when it makes national headlines, is an outpouring of support and solidarity. But then, you know, we all turn away and that support dries up after a period of time until, of course, the next tragedy happens. How do you keep people engaged in this kind of work, even when it's not top of the news cycle?
I think it's important to continue to have these conversations, and that is a lot of my work. The more we talk about it, the more it's normalized, destigmatized. We'll keep talking about it, and I want to say at this point, it's so encouraging to see the AAPI community come together saying, hey, we need to elevate our voices, speak out, speak up, lean in. I've never seen this activism so much and engagement than before. And so out of a crisis comes an opportunity, and here's our opportunity to keep those conversations going.
Jeannie Chang is board president of the Asian Mental Health Collective. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist with a clinical practice based in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jeannie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Deepa.
And we have a link to the collective's therapist directory at hereandnow.org.